When you get in a rut and you start doing the same thing over and over again, it's because your body seeks out efficiency. It's looking to be efficient. So you need to switch things up so your body doesn't get complacent. So if you can do the same workout every time, your body's going to get used to that, and it's going to be less effective over time. But if you switch things up, your body's going to say, hey, wait a minute, this is going to make me stronger. Same thing with the food, same thing with the workout. So every day the workouts are different.
When you need advice on beauty, who are you going to call? Beautical with Janice McGuinn. Janice is easy and loves to have casual yet informative conversations on sex, beauty, love, fashion, work-life balance, diet, fitness, nutrition, relationship, and life's ups and downs. Join the Beauty Cult podcast and learn inside secrets to true beauty.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Beauty Cult podcast. I'm your host, Janice McQueen. I am so excited for today's guest because those of you out there that are like me and you've been, you know, wanting to know the secret to how to really lose that weight, especially if you're starting to see weight from, you know, perimenopause or menopause or any type of hormonal imbalance that you might have, or maybe you just had a baby and you're starting to see that extra weight and you don't understand why. My next guest has those tricks and tips and can really share her knowledge with us. Veronica Hugger is our guest. She is an amazing woman. She is also the host of Fat Loss Success Stories. It's a podcast that highlights the personal victories of those on the faster way to fat loss. The nutrition and fitness program based on whole food nutrition, rest, intermittent fasting, carb cycling, and strength training. She is married. She has a beautiful son that is now in college, and she lives in the gorgeous Galveston, Texas area. I have lived there before. It is truly gorgeous. Veronica, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great, Janice. Thank you for having me. I'm very honored to be here because I've listened to several of your podcasts, and you have some very impressive guests, and I'm so honored to be considered one of them.
Oh, thank you. I really do hit it out of the ballpark. People have such knowledge, and I'm so grateful to have a platform that people can share their expertise, and it helps others. I mean, your success and the program that you have and the strategies that you use are truly going to help my listeners. And I cannot wait to hear all the things that you're going to talk about. So share with us like your background, like how you got started, and tell us a little bit about you.
Oh, well, your guest could do a really great job of telling you what you need to do. They're the experience and they're the expertise of what we need to do right as far as our nutrition and our fitness. What the faster way to fat loss does, it tells you, not only tells you how to do it, but it walks you through the process step by step, holding your hand and making sure that you succeed in reaching the goals that you want to reach. Mm-hmm. That's the difference. And I am not, the fat loss, faster way to fat loss is not my program. I am merely a person who went through the program. I loved it so much that I am basically their unofficial spokesperson. And I want to tell everybody about the program. I'm not the expert, but the faster way to fat loss has the expert that will get you on the road that you want to be. And my podcast is a combination of my background, which is I have my bachelor's degree is in mass communication. So I've done the TV, the radio, and the stuff in college. I didn't do it professionally. I went in another direction, but I have that love of mass communication, of communicating and getting the word out. Right. And podcasting, of course, is a whole new medium. And when I found it, I fell in love with it. I love podcasting. And I find it's a way for people to really get their word out. And that's why I'm using podcasting to get the word out about the faster way to fat loss. Mm-hmm. In another lifetime, I was involved in the scrapbooking industry, and in fact spent 3 years as the president of the National Scrapbooking Association. And scrapbooking has a lot of definitions, but mainly it's creative storytelling. Everybody has a story, and everybody deserves to have their stories preserved. And when women go through a fat loss or a weight loss event, that is a story they want to talk about. So my platform, my podcast offers that platform of women who have succeeded on a weight loss journey through the faster way to fat loss and want to tell the world about it. And so that's what my podcast, Fat Loss Success Stories, is all about.
Well, is faster way to fat loss, is the FAST, the F-A-S-T, is that like an acronym for something?
No, it's not an acronym. It basically has a dual meaning. First of all, it's very catchy. I mean, and people gravitate towards a quick fix for weight loss.
Yes.
So the term is FAST, and you get this impression that you're going to lose it fast. But actually, it's because it integrates several scientifically proven strategies that work to help you lose weight, including intermittent fasting.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of that, by the way. Huge fan of intermittent fasting. And, you know, for those who want to know what that means, can you just explain the different ways to intermittent fast?
Okay. Well, let me put it on what is an important platform of the faster way, and that is on rest, whether it be resting from our workout or resting for our digestive rest. So intermittent fasting is giving your digestive system a break, allowing your body to spend its energy on digesting that food, using it to its purpose, which is muscle building and burning fat. And you need to do that by not allowing any food to enter your body for a certain amount of time. And so we strive for a 16-hour fasting window and an 8-hour feeding window. And that could be any time of day, depending on your schedule. Now, mm-hmm. some people can't start off with a 16-8 schedule. So a 12-12 is what we want you to strive for. And then as you build up, maybe go into a 13-14-hour fast, basically not eating anything during that fasting time. You can have some water and some black coffee, but letting your body rest so it can do what it needs to do.
And I can really attest to that. When I go through periods of time when I don't do the intermittent fasting, I can tell a difference. But I might be different than some. I'm not a grazer. I don't do very well in eating small amounts throughout the entire day. And not that's not a bad thing. That's a great thing for some people. And it's okay if you do graze. You know, I have friends that have, you know, low blood sugar and you need to do that, but you can still do it within that window. I do really well with the 16-8, and I don't like to eat past, say, 8 o'clock at night or 7 o'clock at night, and then I go until maybe 11 a.m. or 12 the next day, and that works well for me, and I just have my coffee in the morning. Mm-hmm. But I agree in that it's a really great way to sort of not only cleanse your body, but just to sort of get, like you said, digestive rest, because you need to have that time, and I appreciate that methodology behind it so people understand it. All I can say is it works for me, and when I do it, I feel so much better, and I start to lose some of my belly fat. So I started doing that again. I don't set New Year's resolutions, and this is, you know, it's hard to do diets per se. I feel like that is a four-letter word, diet. it's a four-letter word. You're cussing when you get on a diet. But
it's actually worse. Time. It's worse than that.
Yeah.
The word diet is literally the word die.
It is. So that's one part of the program that you've been, you know, you've seen success in being part of that as the ambassador for this, and your podcast helps, you know, showcase women and I guess men too that have gone through the weight loss and that it's worked for them. So intermittent fasting, doing a 12 hours eating, 12 hours relax and not eating, or the 16-8, which I do. What else? Tell us a bit more about the program. What else do you recommend?
Well, the favorite thing that I like about the Faster Way to Fat Loss is that it is based on whole food nutrition, which is extremely important. And you have to think about it is your podcast deals with beauty, and a lot of people are really fine-tuning their look. I have a very big picture look at it. I want to help change the eating habits of this country. I want to eliminate the standard American diet. And I really think that the Faster Way to Fat Loss allows us to get there. And that's because it's based on whole food nutrition. So many people, especially now, women who are our age and younger, who basically grew up with moms that were starting to go back to work outside the home. Right. And so convenience food came into the culture. And so instead of moms staying home and making a nice balanced meal, she was coming home with a bucket of chicken, fried chicken and mashed potatoes and biscuits. And that's all great. But nobody ate the coleslaw and the green beans. Okay.
So we have a generation.
You were good.
But I'm a silly person who loves plants.
That's right. You bring up a good point. But anyway, as a country as a whole, we have a huge generation, several generations of people who've grown up that don't know how to eat, and they don't know how to feed themselves properly. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at this as a very big solution to a very simple solution to a big problem, and a way that we're teaching women now, women who hopefully will be having grandchildren, so that they can pass on this knowledge to another generation and help curb this childhood obesity problem that we have. So whole food nutrition is the base of that. And the mantra on the fast way to fat loss is, if it comes from the ground or has a mother, it's fair game. So we want lots of fruits and vegetables, and we want protein that is clean. And the other part of that is gluten-free, dairy-free. So the program works you up to build with the meal plans and the shopping list and the other tools that are given to help people convert from a bad diet to a good diet gradually at their own speed. So it works up to building into, because most people do not have a whole food nutrition diet. That's the sad thing. And they don't know how to get there.
It's a lot easier than people think. And mm-hmm. I know it's an investment in time to learn or how to shop that way, but maybe mm-hmm. you can give some like little tips and tricks of maybe how people could start if they want to maybe start eating more, you know, more healthy and shopping, you know, a whole way of eating with whole foods.
Well, right off the bat is stick to the perimeter of the grocery store, your produce section. Stay away from the center. Stay away from anything that is boxed or bagged. Mm-hmm. Stay away from anything that has more than 5 ingredients. Try to go.
You know, I love that. That's a great rule of thumb to listen to. Less than 5 ingredients or less is a great way of thinking about it. That's something mm-hmm. that's you can remember when you go in and you're reading the packaging. If it's got more than 5 ingredients, do not buy it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And really look at your labels and see what's in there and be very discreet about what you put in your cart. Don't bring it home. And the thing is, though, that so many people now in our culture are unfortunately addicted. They're addicted to bread and sugars because breads convert to sugar in your body anyway. Right. So sugar is a very big problem because it's so addicting. The more you eat it, the more you crave it. And so trying to eliminate even artificial sweeteners is how you need to help avoid that craving and get over that addiction. And that's what the faster way to fat loss does. Let me explain to you exactly what it is.
Please.
It starts off with what we call the starter program. It's a 6-week sort of boot camp. It starts with a 1-week prep, and then you go into to learn the strategies, and then 6 weeks of putting it into practice with your own coach. We work in a small group, and you have your own certified coach that works with you, checks in with you daily, makes sure that you're tracking your macros. Of course, we track macros in this program because the macronutrients instead of the calories are what we need to hit. I mean, even Flo was talking about it in her show with you about we need to hit all the macronutrients. We cannot eliminate a macronutrient. And when you eat a whole food diet, well, I don't want to say diet. When you eat whole foods, you are also getting the micronutrients that you need. So we don't necessarily need to count micronutrients if you're eating whole foods. Okay. So this 6 weeks program is handholding for you. So if you are skeptical about how to go about implementing all these things that people are telling you are good for you, how are you going to do that? This is the program that holds your hand, tells you it's going to be okay, and walks you through it. And after 6 weeks, you, depending on how you are, if you feel really good with it, you can go into the membership where we have a community, and the workouts continue and the meal plans continue and the strategies and the challenges continue, or you can go off on your own, and or you can do another starter program. So it's a program that, like other, unlike other programs, you get on the scale once and you never get on it again, because the scale is not an indicator of success.
It is not our friend.
And it's not an indicator of success. We have what are non-scale victories. What are the things that are you are succeeding at away from that stupid scale? How's your sleep? How are your clothes fitting? How's your energy level? What's your skin and hair look like? How do you feel about yourself? Those are the indicators that tell us if we're moving in the right direction, not a scale in your bathroom. If you're going to weigh anything, you need to weigh your food so you're eating the right amount of macronutrients. So that's one of the tenets. Like I said, the whole food nutrition, the need for rest. Mm-hmm. Intermittent fasting is one way, but it would also, away from the nutrition, we also do the fitness side of it. And the program offers a schedule where we do something called carb cycling. And this is, I think, the magic sauce in this program. Mm. Carb cycling, have you ever heard of it?
I haven't heard of carb cycling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carb cycling is basically, for me, taking the best of two worlds. You're taking the ketogenic type of diet where you're eliminating carbs for 2 days. Just two consecutive days in the week. But the faster way recognizes that carbohydrates are very important in our nutrition, because that's where we get our energy. Mm-hmm. So the other 5 days of the week, we're making sure that we get enough carbs. The other 2 days of the week, we reduce the carb intake and we increase the fat intake. And on those 2 days, we do high intensity interval training, because in that training, we're tapping into the fat and glycogen stores and increasing our metabolism and increasing our fat burning capacity. So just those 2 days, you're able to eat lots of avocados and nuts, reduce your carbohydrate intake. So watch your grains, watch your carbohydrates like quinoa and fruit. Stay on your vegetables. Mm-hmm. Just those two consecutive days, and we do high intensity interval training. And then the other three days, we focus on strength training, lifting heavy. We need to build our muscle strength. We need the muscles to survive. We lose 4% of our muscle capacity every decade. So right there, we're working at a deficit. So we need to build all that strong tissue in our body. We're not going to be bodybuilders, but we are going to be strong. We're going to be able to stand erect for the rest of our lives. No more hobbling over a cane. This is building strength so we can survive the long haul. And the other 2 days, we're off. Nothing. Okay. You can do some yoga, you can do some stretching, go get a massage, take a nice walk. We need a day of rest away from our workout. So that carb cycling and the strength training on that schedule, that weekly schedule, is what is going to get you to burn the fat and build the muscle. It's really interesting. A peanut and a marshmallow weigh the same. But once you burn away that marshmallow and melt away the fat of the marshmallow, a peanut does not appear. So that peanut, in order to build that muscle, you have to build the muscle underneath the fat, so that as your fat disappears, you have strong, lean muscle underneath it. That's why we don't worry about the scale, because muscle weighs more than fat. Mm-hmm. That's not the indicator. It's how strong you are and how well you feel.
And a lot of women especially feel that if they lift too many weights, that they'll get puffy and bulky. And I can tell you for a fact that that is, to me, the one thing that helps you get even more lean is by mm-hmm. lifting and not being afraid to lift more heavily, because you're not, especially as a woman, we don't build muscle as fast as men do. Mm-hmm. I know for me, I have very good, you know, muscle memory. In other words, if I go a little while, I don't have time to lift weights the way I want to, mm-hmm. I can get strong fairly quickly over the course of, you know, a shorter period of time because of that muscle memory of having worked out for, you know, most of my life. But when I go through periods of where I'm traveling a lot and I, you know, and this is something I have to work on, maybe something you can talk about is when you travel a lot for work and you're constantly on the go and you don't have time to go to the gym, like the little, you know, things that you can do maybe in your hotel room or even at home if you're working late and the gym closes and you need to do something. But if I go through periods of time where I don't, that's when I start getting a little bit of weight gain. And so lifting that weight, strength training, and also it sounds to me like the carb cycling is just mixing it up for the body. So the body is constantly in a state of, well, what's she going to do next? Or what's he going to do next? And then it's keeping it on its toes and it's burning more fat and causing your metabolism to increase.
Well, we reached on a couple points. First of all, women cannot build up like men because we don't have the testosterone. It's just not going to happen. And lean muscle helps you burn more fat and increases your metabolism. So in the long, it just helps you in the long run to have that muscle around your body. And you need those muscles to support your bone structure. You need that. Now, as far as traveling, this is what's so great about the faster way to fat loss. It has all our workouts are delivered online. So we have a portal where a professional trainer and a group of people, you have your group class right there in front of you, and they it's delivered. Every day is different, a different workout. Because what happens is that when you get in a rut and you start doing the same thing over and over again, it's because your body seeks out efficiency. It's looking to be efficient. So you need to switch things up so your body doesn't get complacent. So if you do the same workout every time, your body's going to get used to that and it's going to be less effective over time. But if you switch things up, your body's going to say, hey, wait a minute, this is going to make me stronger. Same thing with the food, same thing with the workout. So every day the workouts are different.
And one also day, it keeps you interested too. I mean, if you do the same thing every single day, you're going to, it's just like eating the same thing every day. You're going to get bored and you're going to fall off your lifestyle diet and you're going to go back to your bad habits. And so by mixing it up, it makes it more fun too, right? Makes it more fun.
But on one day, we have 3 days of strength training. One day is all body. So we're doing upper and lower body. The next day we focus on upper body and back. And then we have our big day, which is called leg day. And leg day is working our lower half. But because we do a lot of intense workout on leg day, that is our treat day. We don't have cheat days. We have a treat day. So you're working up to that point that I've done so well on this, and now I'm going to, it's something to goal to strive for. Whatever your treat is, we build that into it. The mascot is a donut because the founder of the Faster Way, Amanda Truss, that's her treat. Her treats are donuts. So on leg day is when we have our treat. So there's that opportunity to strive for that, a goal, and then to actually do it. And so you don't feel bad. You don't feel guilty having your treat because you've worked for it.
That's a good way to think about it. And you deserve a treat. You deserve a treat at least once a week, right?
That's right. And if you have it twice a week, that's fine too. But you mentioned travel. That's what's so good about this program is that it's all delivered online. So like a couple of weeks ago, I went out of town and I was able to do my workout with everybody else in the community because I just pulled it up on my phone and I was able to do the workout.
That's great. Let's talk a little bit about, cause you're basically speaking to all of us. We all, you know, everybody, when they think about maybe the one thing that they want control over, that is maybe their weight and how they feel. Cause that controls everything else. And that is definitely, it's attached to beauty. Nutrition and exercise is all attached to beauty because it gives us the confidence. It makes us feel better. But, you know, you're working with also, you know, with women, we have hormones. It doesn't matter if you're pubescent, if you just had a baby, or if you are perimenopausal, like I am right now. It's perimenopausal. So I have to work harder. It's true, guys. It's true. And you know, some of us battle with our weight our entire lives. I've been one of those women, is I've always somehow managed to always look fairly, you know, in shape, but I battle it. I battle it. And now that I'm in perimenopause, which is no fun, you know, I feel great. I don't have the, I sleep well, I'm strong, I'm healthy. I'm very, very grateful for all of that. But I don't have control over that menopausal or perimenopausal weight gain that goes around the center. So how does your group help those that are also going through that kind of battle? Or maybe they just, you just had a baby and you have hormones from that and you're breastfeeding. And how do you get through things like that with this program?
Oh, that's a great question. First of all, that's why I joined the Faster Way back last year in March. I'm 54 years old. I've gone through all the menopausal stuff and had a long stretch of being physically fit because I worked out. I'm a yoga instructor. I do hot yoga, and I was plant-based, gluten-free, dairy-free before I joined the Faster Way. But dadgummit, I had this belly fat that wouldn't go away. In fact, it was growing, and I was getting so frustrated, and I felt completely out of control. And it was so frustrating because I was eating less and exercising more and not gaining any ground, not even gaining traction. And in fact, the week before I joined the Faster Way for the starter program, I was resigned to tell myself that this is how it's going to be. I gave it my all. I lost. I'm just going to have to claim this belly fat as an award for having a child. This is my battle wound. I get to carry it. Just change your attitude.
The scars.
It'll be okay. But then I said, no, I'm going to do one more chance. I've had a lot of friends find success on this program. The coach that is doing it, I trust her with everything. And so I joined it. And I saw success. My measurement of success on the starter program was eliminating that belly fat. I saw success in 3 weeks.
Wow.
Yes.
That's fast. I mean, I think that's very fast to see.
It's very fast. And I met another person in the gym, and she was on it, and we got to be workout partners for a little bit. And she showed me her before pictures, and she was in week three, and it was like she had rolls in her before picture, and 3 weeks later she had a waistline. So that's what the Faster Way is. It's not just about fasting. There are quick results, but the best thing about it is that it's not giving you quick results that you soon will lose. Mm-hmm. It's giving you results and strategies that you can implement and live with long term. So it's a lifestyle. It really is a lifestyle change. And that's why I got so excited about it. So now I've lost my belly fat. I'm starting to get abs. The biggest benefit for me is that I get to keep my wardrobe. I don't have to go out and buy fat clothes. So all my wardrobe...
So you save money.
I've got too much money.
I refuse to buy anything new until I can fit into everything that's old.
So that's what I'm doing this year. Is I'm going to, my goal is to wear everything in my closet, and
good,
that's going to be my incentive. But I know you say you're short. I'm 5'1½". So I'm very short, very vertically challenged. So anyway, now my goal is I'm working on my thighs. My thighs have been something I thought I'd never be able to deal with, but now we're getting some good thighs going. I'm really excited about it.
That's
so the thing
great.
Is that you, because you have this success and you see this how better you feel about your with the whole food nutrition and the exercises are only 30 minutes. It's just 30 minutes. They're very efficient exercises. So you only work out 30 minutes a day.
And get out of town. That's amazing. That's perfect. For anybody's schedule, you can find 30 minutes for yourself. That is fantastic.
And because you see results so quickly, you become your own motivator. Mm-hmm. It's like, I see results. I feel good. I'm going to get up and do my workout. I'm going to make sure I stick to my macros. That's the thing. The biggest complaint on this program is that you have to eat so much food.
Really?
Yes.
To fuel you, to make you feel better.
Yes.
It's
not about depriving yourself. You need to get enough carbohydrates and enough protein every day to do the workout.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the thing is that a lot of people, I already know how to work out. I don't need to work out. Well, do you know how to eat? This teaches you how to eat. So I have been eating like crazy. I have to eat so much food in my 8 to 10 hour window. My coach just bumped me up to 1,500 calories. So I have to consume over 1,500 calories a day.
Mm-hmm. But that's a good amount. I mean, well, you're 5'1.5", and so I can see why you probably, you know, we have starvation mode on our mind as women. We think that mm-hmm. we have to survive on 1,000 calories or less, but that's actually a detriment to you. You have to have enough calories to fuel you so you can work out, eat healthy, and have a lifestyle, and it helps you actually lose more. It's just so hard for us to... We understand it, but it's just so hard for us to actually live it. But it sounds to me like this program, because it's so health-based, it's so nutrition-based, it's so exercise-based, it's about really taking it back to where we should be and taking better mm-hmm. care of ourselves without a fad diet, without mm-hmm. a quick fix. It's mm-hmm. all the things that we probably were doing as children when we ate more healthy. At least I did. I had amazing parents who gave me mm-hmm. such great nutrition, and I was, you know, it wasn't until I started managing and trying to diet and eating a very small amounts that I mess up my metabolism. And, mm-hmm. you know, I take fault for that, but we all do it. So this mm-hmm. gets you back on track and resets you.
Yes, it does. And as a menopausal woman,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm getting my life back. I mean, I'm in that no man's land where, okay, I've done my work raising my child, and he's, you know, wanting to be independent. That's what we did, is to raise them to be independent. And then what am I looking forward to? I'm looking forward to retirement and enjoying my retirement. So mm-hmm. this is this critical time where I've got to do a lot of work to push that rock uphill so I can enjoy my retirement when it comes.
Right.
This is really looking into the future. Yeah.
You deserve it, and so does everyone listening. You deserve it, regardless of where you are on your health journey, your beauty journey, your nutrition journey, whether you are a man or woman or whatever age you are, you need to take back your health and restart mm-hmm. and feel better and set that intention for yourself. Amazing, amazing. It sounds like a wonderful group, a fantastic podcast to listen to. So that brings me to, okay, all these great tips you've given us, all this hope for resetting ourselves. How do we, for one, listen to your podcast, find you on social media, and then of course, lastly, sign up for mm-hmm. this wonderful opportunity to have an ally and to be able to get through this next step so that we're feeling better about ourselves and we're resetting our lives.
Well, the show is Fat Loss Success Stories, and everything can be found on fatlosssuccessstories.com. I have links to Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And my email is fatlosssuccessstories@gmail.com.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to drop me a line, ask a question, give me some feedback, I would love to hear it. And just to tell you, the program, the starter program, which is 6 weeks of learning how to do it and 1 week of prep with a personal certified coach mm-hmm. who checks in with you every day, holds your hand, the starter program is $199.
And that's all? Wow. And you have, like, for Beauty Call podcast listeners, you also have a discount code and a gift with purchase.
Yes. I am personally going to incentivize people who are going through the program. If they go to my website and click on the Faster Way link and sign up for the Faster Way on that link, and you go through the program successfully, first of all, I will cheer you on. I will be rooting for you. I will answer any questions you might have. I will refund you $50.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So you go through the program for $149.
That's amazing. That is amazing. And so do they need a code or anything, or just go through the faster link through your website?
Just use the link on my website. Okay. It's very seamless that way. And that link will send you to, you can download a meal plan to try it out even. Mm-hmm. You can learn more information. There's a whole bunch of FAQs on that website. So if anybody wants any more information, just how to do and learn more about the community and what it's all about. I mean, so far, 130,000 people have gone through this program in wow. the last 4 years. So, and we have a big community. We check in every day. So there's accountability. I didn't even talk about the accountability. I didn't think I needed to be accountable to anyone. I never knew how important accountability was until I joined this program.
Oh, I'm a big believer in that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a pageant coach, and that is part of it, is accountability, is, you know, you're guiding someone along the way. In anything that we do in life, we need guidance. And mm-hmm. I'm a big believer in accountability. I look to, you know, my accountability group for even this podcast and to try to bring really great content to my listeners. And I really want to, you know, make it so that it's like what you're doing right here. You're helping people, and it's a very affordable program to be able to relearn and restart. And, you know, by bringing great content, you know, I hold myself accountable, and I'm with, you know, a peer group that we hold each other accountable in bettering ourselves. So I truly believe that accountability is what we all need in life, regardless mm-hmm. of your support system, because your path is unique to you. And everybody has different times in their lives where they might even have a different focus or a different goal or a different struggle. So accountability is extremely important. And this is so affordable. And the fact that you're providing also a $50 discount code, that is amazing, Veronica. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. That's how much I believe in the program.
So Veronica, like for me, I'm plant-based, but you know, I'm really battling this perimenopausal weight around my belly, which is just, you know, I eat healthy, I exercise, but it sounds like I need to step it up too. So, you know, what do you recommend? Do you have groups that can help someone like me?
Yes, we do have a vegan option. Mm-hmm. In fact, all the meal plans that are offered, we do have regular and then vegan meal plans. And also we have focus groups. So everybody in the program gets to join a focus group. I'm in the over 50 focus group. There's a focus mm-hmm. group for competitive athletes, a focus group for people who've just had a baby or breastfeeding, people who are on shift work. So they have crazy schedule. So they can deal with those issues. There's also a vegan focus group. So as part of the community, you can join this focus group and have that accountability and that support.
Great. So the accountability and the education along the way and the support is for every demographic, basically. You have something so that they can learn from that and glean from that. That's fantastic. That's wonderful to have like-minded people in your group, maybe going through the same thing rather than this, you know, and it's hard sometimes. Like when we go to a gym and so many different groups that are in there. It's really nice if you know what you're doing and you're in your lane, so to speak, and mm-hmm. you feel comfortable. If you're in, let's say, a 50 plus group or a vegan group, or, you know, mommy's just having babies. You know, it sounds fantastic because then you are, you know, you're with like-minded people, as I said. So it makes it maybe a little bit more palatable to change your lifestyle, but being healthier is all about being more beautiful inside and out. So thank you so much for that. You know, the added knowledge, because I think that would make people even more comfortable and joining.
Yes.
Okay, so I will have everything in the notes for everyone listening, but if you are like me and you want to be healthier, happier, you want to restart, it's the first of the year, it's time to set intentions for the rest of your life and to take better care of yourself. Maybe you already know how to eat right and exercise right, but you want that accountability factor. You want to be able to learn more. You want to have better nutrition. You want to efficiently work out and be able to have a busy, busy lifestyle. Reach out to Veronica Hugger. She runs a podcast called Fat Loss Success Stories. You can reach her on Fat Loss Success I can't talk. FatLossSuccessStories.com. The links to be able to reach her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are all on her website. And you can also email her. And you can also click on this program to see if you're interested. And when you do so, because you listen to Beauty Call Podcast, you will get a $50 incentive for joining this nutrition and fitness group and learn the best ways to take care of you. Thank you, Veronica.
You're amazing. So much,
I appreciate you offering your gift and your story, because you've gone through this, you've lived it, you've come out on the other side, and you're feeling better and looking better. So I cannot wait to share this story with the rest of the world.
Thank you so much, Jana.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks so much for listening. Make sure to follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Beauty Call Podcast, and subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. Thanks again for listening.